Scene 10. The Defeat of Argos.
She lied to me, Argos. Everything was a lie.
I know, my lord.
But I love her.
Love? You don't need that. You need strength, power, and my magic. The kingdom needs me.
Your Majesty, Ivy has come to speak with you.
I just want to say sorry.
Ivy.
Too late. Get out of here.
This whole thing is your business. I'm sorry, dear. But you have all my support.
Get out of this kingdom.
No!
Argos, no!
Stop, Argos. You are a great wizard, right?
The most powerful.
And you can become whatever you want to be.
Yes.
An animal?
An animal? Of course I can.
A lion?
Easy. Look, now you'll see my power.
Mary, what are you doing?
Oh, amazing! And can you turn into an eagle?
Into an eagle, a dragon, into all the animals in the world.
No!
Stop!
Shh! Incredible! And can you turn into a small animal?
Small?
Like a mouse?
Done. Look at me. Turn into a little mouse.
Get out of here! Out! This is my kitchen, not yours, Argos. You have been defeated by a poor and foolish maid.
Mary, you are the best.
Oh, it's nothing. It's nothing.
You are free now. You can go whatever you want.
What?
A deal is a deal.
Darling, I like this place.
Lord Broccoli wants to
stay close to you.
From now on, you shall be Lady Mary. You deserve it.
Oh, thank you, my lord. And now, I think you two have to talk.
Ivy, I...
Me first, Rowan. I just want to say I'm sorry.
Ivy...
I lied to you because you could never love a miller's daughter.
Ivy...
I hope you can't forgive me.
Ivy, I forgive you because I love you. Marchioness, a miller's daughter, or anything else, my heart belongs to you.
And Rowan and Ivy danced and danced and danced to a music only they could hear. That's how true love works. Ivy learned her lesson. Don't lie, be yourself. And together, they conquered 1,001 kingdoms. They didn't need a sword, just the belief that their dreams could come true. And the beating of their two hearts made this conviction stronger. As for me, they named me Royal Advisor. And here, my friends, ends this story. The story of the miller's daughter and her wonderful, clever, and brave Mary Broccoli.